The Marines are looking for a few good men and women for ground combat.
Just getting to like a single rank right here, not including these guys who saw our
85 female Marines made it through an infantry training course at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. NPR followed along last fall as the women attacked mock enemies in a pine forest. Men and women did the same training. Now the Marines have a more ambitious plan for a new group of volunteer trainees. Here's NPR's Tom Bowman.
Several hundred of these volunteers will take part in a training exercise starting this summer that will stretch well into next year. It will include simulated combat exercises in the Mojave Desert, Pacific Coast beaches, and the Sierra Nevada mountains. The Marines will march with 100-pound packs, mount an attack that will include tanks, then dig a defensive position. They'll practice pulling a wounded Marine to safety. They'll crawl over obstacles, climb mountains and cliffs.
Male and female, the task has got to be the same. Combat readiness will not be compromised. In fact, we get this right, combat readiness will improve. And the second thing is, we're not going to lower standards.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Michael Samaroff, who's part of the planning team and brushes aside the main complaint of critics. Training will have to be watered down so women can pass.
There's going to be a rigorous set of standards. And a Marine, male or female, is going to have to meet those standards. So this will exclude some proportion of the population. There's going to be some men who can't meet these standards.
So the challenge for the Marines is this: how to open up ground combat jobs to women in January 2016 without lowering standards. The problem is these types of jobs, infantry, artillery, and armor, take a great deal of upper body strength, one of the big physiological differences between men and women, and that strength comes in handy when carrying a 100-pound pack.
That's one of the largest obstacles.
Caitlin Allison is with the Department of Sports Medicine and Nutrition at the University of Pittsburgh. She'll take part in the Marine Corps study along with other researchers from the school.
Females that are small stature are at a huge disadvantage compared to, let's say, a male Marine who's 200 pounds or 180 pounds. So that's a huge barrier. And if that's something that's required of everybody, there's really no way around that.
Actually, there are ways to deal with it. One of them, Allison says, is physical training. That can help narrow the strength gap between men and women so that when women are tested climbing over a wall wearing body armor, they can do it. Allison says her researches can also help the Marines identify common injuries to women, like sprained ankles and shin splints, and ways to prevent them. They've already done similar work with the Army's 101st Airborne Division. Colonel Samaroff says all the physiological, physical, and performance data collected by the University of Pittsburgh and the Marines will help determine who can perform in combat, which, he says, is the only measure that counts.
We owe it to the American people to make sure that somebody who's a Marine in a particular specialty can do the job, and we owe it to that Marine to keep faith with that young man or woman who's volunteered to serve their nation.
I think we're going to have a lot of female Marines that are able to meet those standards.
That's Colonel Ann Weinberg. She's among those overseeing the study. But other Marine officers will say privately that they doubt many women will be able to make it through the more advanced combat training. They also say that not many women will even show interest. Weinberg admits there's anecdotal evidence that women Marines, who make up just 7% of the force, aren't rushing to serve in ground combat.
I think the jury is still out on the propensity for women to join the ground combat arms. My generation, you know, is a different breed from the young women that are coming into the Marine Corps now. Very tough, very strong, and they have that mindset of, I want to go and do these types of jobs.
Whether women Marines can handle those ground combat jobs remains to be seen, but women Marines are at least eager to try and test themselves with their brother Marines. 232 women volunteered for this year-long experiment, officials said. Dozens more than were needed. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.